Hello, and welcome to Key Point Review, Unit 14, Closing the Real Estate Transaction. I'm Shauna Hansen, and I am your instructor for this review. Let's get started. We'll try to get through this material in under 10 minutes. Closing, settlement, and transfer is the point at which ownership of a property is transferred in exchange for the selling price. To complete a closing transaction, the buyer requires survey, title evidence, results of necessary inspections, affidavit of title from the seller, documents showing the removal of prior encumbrances, if applicable, deed from seller, and any leases for tenants residing on the premises. The final property inspection walkthrough. The buyer will expect to make a successful final property inspection walkthrough and to receive a closing statement showing the amount and distribution of funds at closing. To complete a closing transaction, the seller requires payoff statement from the seller's lender noting the amount owed, evidence that the buyer has the necessary funds, a closing statement showing the distribution of funds. Lender lien rights. The lender will want assurance that its lien rights will have priority, and the lender will want the buyer to obtain a mortgagee's title insurance policy, lender's title policy. Form 1099-S, the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, may require completion and submission of the Form 1099-S Statement of Income to the seller showing the seller's Social Security number. Form 1099-S is filed by a closing agent or the mortgage lender with the real estate professionals or the parties being ultimately responsible for the filing. Where do real estate closings happen? Depending on state law and local custom, closing may take place at a face-to-face meeting of the parties at the escrow company, a brokerage office, title company, lender's office, or attorney's office, or the registry in Massachusetts, or parties may execute documents separately and never meet. Escrow holder, escrow agent, is a disinterested third party authorized to coordinate the closing activities. Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, R-E-S-P-A, is a federal law enacted to protect consumers in the settlement process by requiring accurate and timely information about the actual costs of a transaction, eliminating kickbacks and other referral fees, prohibiting lenders from requiring excessive escrow account deposits. RESPA does not apply to a transaction financed solely by a purchase money mortgage taken back by a seller, installment contracts, contract for deed, or a buyer's assumption of a seller's existing loan. Your Home Loan Toolkit. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, produced this booklet that must be provided by a lender to every person from whom they receive or from whom they prepare a loan application, except for loan refinancing. Loan estimate form must be provided to the borrower no later than 3 business days after receiving a loan application. Closing disclosure given to the borrower and the seller itemizes all charges to be paid in connection with the closing. The loan estimate and closing disclosure forms were developed by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, and are required for transactions originating on or after October 3rd, 2015. Mortgage servicing statement must be given by the lender to the borrower if the lender intends to sell or assign the servicing rights to the borrower's loan. Closing statement involves an accounting of the amounts paid by or received by the parties. Debt, also known as a give, is a charge that must be paid by buyer or the seller at closing. Credit, also known as a receive, is the amount entered in favor of the buyer or the seller. In most cases, a debit to one party is a credit to the other party. Prorated charges. Certain charges are divided between the buyer and the seller in one of two ways. A yearly charge can be divided by a 360-day year, banking year, or 12 months of 30 days each. A yearly charge could be divided by a 365-day year, 366 days in a leap year to determine the daily charge. The actual number of days in the proration period is determined and the number of days is multiplied by the daily charge. Prorated charges. In most states, the charges are prorated as of the date of closing, with the seller being responsible paying for the date of closing. Keep up your hard work. We did this one in under 7 minutes. We are unstoppable. Sometimes it's important to work for that pot of gold, but other times it's essential to take time off and to make sure that your most important decision in the day simply consists of choosing which color to slide down on the rainbow. Douglas Pagels, author. Have a great week and see you in class.